This is WFIT's International Student Spotlight, celebrating diversity on the Florida Tech campus. I'm Michelle Walker. Arsima Mulgeta joined me in the studio recently to talk about her experience as an international student. She's a marketing major from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Why did you choose to pursue your education at Florida Tech?
Well, I got acceptances to other schools, but with Florida Tech, I had family around Orlando, and I knew that was a good school.
What do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I do a lot of reading. I go out with friends, I play sports, and I keep myself occupied.
And what are you reading?
This book called The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and it's this book that our psychology teacher recommended.
What's it about?
This man that he lost most of his senses, and so it's basically how he keeps in touch and communicates with the outside world. It's pretty fascinating.
Do you speak to your family in Ethiopia?
Yes, we talk on the phone, Skype, yeah.
What do you miss from home?
Family, of course. Yeah, I miss my family. Most of them are back home, so it's hard being here alone. But I have a few family members in Orlando, so it's okay. I came here for the summer, and I'm planning on going back this summer.
What do you think it's going to be like when you go back?
I think it's going to be the same, but I think how I perceive things might be different because I'm going to be here for at least a year, so I guess I have to adjust to that. I have to adjust to everything again.
What's been the most challenging about integrating here?
Adjusting to a different culture because everything is new to me. The food, even the way people talked, the different ways that people said hi to each other. It was all different to me, but I got used to it after a while.
Talk about the food a little bit.
The food is very different because back home, we don't even use forks or spoons. We ate everything with our hands, even mac and cheese was with our hands. And even like when we greet each other back home, we usually kiss on the cheeks. But I guess here, you have to have some sort of distance when you greet each other. So yeah, it was a huge adjustment.
What do you enjoy about American culture, society?
I like that in some way, you can be who you want to be because back home there's certain standards you have to follow in terms of culture. You can't, for instance, if you're out seen with someone from the opposite sex past midnight, that's not even allowed in most families. But here, I mean, there are more opportunities, even in terms of pursuing your careers, because you can be who you want to be in terms of most Ethiopian families. I mean, they would want their children to be doctors. So here, there's more freedom, I guess.
What do your parents want you to be?
They wanted me to be a doctor, actually. But I got good grades in high school, and so somehow it's like I was able to convince them that, you know, I can choose what I want to be. And so I guess eventually they accepted that. A lot of people want to move here for different reasons. For me personally, it was to do with the amount of freedom, and I was able to pursue what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be here. Most people leave and don't come back, and that's not my intention. I actually want to go back, make a difference in my country. We have a shortage of skilled doctors, teachers. And most people, they adapt to this culture so fast that, you know, most people lose themselves in the tradition and they lose that, you know, Ethiopian culture that they had and their family culture. So
how will you avoid that?
Well, I believe that wherever I am, I would grow as a person. But at the same time, I won't lose my cultural roots because even here, it was the Ethiopian New Year. And we went out with some of the Ethiopian people. We celebrated. So these, different holidays, et cetera, these are the things I wouldn't forget. But at the same time, I don't think it matters where I am because I won't stop, I won't stop growing. So
have you made friends who are from Ethiopia here?
Yes, because I heard we're, 10 Ethiopians here. And so we can't help but be together. But at the same time, I've met a lot of people from other countries outside of the U.S. because it's a transition for them too, so we share a lot in common. So yeah.
Any last thoughts?
I would encourage whether Ethiopians or foreigners to adjust, to meet new people, to see this as an opportunity, and get by, I guess.